Hi friends, we come to you today again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we want to answer the greatest question that a man could ever ask. In the Gospel of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, we find a person, a jailer. He was in charge of two prisoners, and these men were preachers of the gospel. And we find that God's Holy Spirit, as these men were praying at midnight, in chapter 16 and verses 25, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And then there was a great earthquake. You know, God's miraculous power, his supernatural power intervened in this particular situation. And you know, God's supernatural power can intervene in your problem today. There is a God in heaven that hears and answers prayer, my dear friend. I can say that for sure because he's heard and answered my prayers. And we find that this man was disturbed as they begin to sing and to pray in the presence of God in the form of the Holy Spirit came. And in verses 30, and they brought them out, Paul and Silas, and he asked the question, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Maybe that question is in your mind today. What can I do to be saved? I believe that there is a hereafter, and I want to be saved. We find that some in the Bible that they believe the things that were spoken, and some believe not. Now, the answer is not turning over a new leaf, as we say here in the United States of America. Along about New Year's time, we begin to make New Year's resolutions, and we begin to reform, and we begin to want to do better and do things differently. And these may be good in themselves, but they are not the answer, my dear friend, to the salvation of your soul. Now we find a record in Matthew chapter 12 and verses 43. Here is people or a person talking about people trying to do right or trying to do better, but this in itself is not the answer. It said, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places seeking rest and findeth none." Now let's analyze the situation here for a moment. This person was walking through dry places and seeking rest, and he didn't find any. We term this to be going to church or doing good things. And you can go to church. You can study the Bible. Actually, you can even become a member of a church, and you can be baptized. But you see, the answer is being born again. There are ways that seem right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So says the wise man Solomon in the Proverbs account that we have. Now, friend, when the unclean spirit, you take a person that reforms within himself, he walks through dry places. He's saying within himself, "I'm going to do better. I've lived a life that's I'm not pleased with, I'm not satisfied with, I'm not doing well in my family life, I'm not doing well in my personal life, and so I'll just start going to church," and you may even join the church and get baptized, but still, this particular person in verses 43, he walked through dry places and seeking rest, and he didn't find any rest. Well, we know the person did not get saved, and there are many people today that they've tried some form of religion, they've tried some church, but you know, the Bible talks about there's only one foundation, and he said, "Let a man take heed how he builds upon this foundation." Now, there are ways in this life that we may go, but there's only one true and right way, and that way is the way to Jesus Christ. And he said, "Now, if you hear these sayings of mine," he said, "now you dig down deep." And in other words, you lay the right kind of foundation. When you're going to build a house, you go out and you dig down below the surface, and you lay the foundation below the miry ground. And so that's the way we do by laying the foundation of our soul. We dig down deep, and we lay the foundation upon Jesus Christ. Now he said, "Come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But this person in verses 43, he was seeking rest and he didn't find any. Then he says, "I will return to my house from whence I came out." And when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Now you take a person that's walking through dry places, the person that's gone to church, that received baptism and began to study the doctrines, but you see, there was still something empty. There was still something lacking in this man's life. Now, I know in my particular case, where that I was a young man, I was looking to this person and to that person and to this church and that church, and it seemed that, nothing around me seemed to have any lasting value to it. People, they were just making decisions. They were reforming within themselves, but they were not really getting saved or becoming born again. And I, as an observer, I observe this, that, hey, that there's nothing in the lives, and though they may be professing Christians, but still, my friend, you can be sincerely wrong. Now, there was a young man in the Bible that came to Jesus, and he said, now all these things, the Lord said, you know the commandments. And of course, he understood the Ten Commandments. But you see, the commandments do not save. They are only letters, you see. And we find the law is a letter that kills. You know, thou shalt not. But all these shall nots could in themselves never give life. The Bible said that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Now, when this young man came to Jesus, he was the right source. But you see, he wasn't willing to give his life to Jesus. He was not willing to let God come into his life and take his abode there. And after the Lord told him what he must do, you know, the Lord said to him, he said, you're not far from the kingdom of God. Isn't it sad that people live good lives? They may live as good a life as I do. They may pay their just and honest debts. They may live a good moral life, but still they've come very close to being saved, but yet they have not turned to God and asked for forgiveness of their sins and been saved. And so that's the case of this young man. That's the case of this person in Matthew chapter 12. The unclean spirit had gone out of the man. He'd walked through dry places seeking rest, and he didn't find any rest. And he went back to the house from whence he came. He found it empty, swept, and garnished. And the Bible said he takes with him seven other spirits, which are more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. And we don't have any, or as many so-called backsliders today. You know, in America, we talk about people backsliding, meaning that they went to church, they were baptized, and they tried to live the Christian life, but they couldn't. And friend, you don't have the strength within yourself. That's the problem with this individual. He was trying to live the life without God, and you can't live the life without God. I know in my early days when I was desiring to be a Christian, I was trying to better myself. I was trying to do better. And these are good to try to do better, but friend, you see, trying to do better is not enough. You've got to let the Lord Jesus Christ come into your life and let him take his abode there. And you see, he takes out the stony heart. He takes out the sin and the things in your life that are displeasing to him. And the Bible said he puts in the heart of flesh. It's amazing how when you get saved, when you become a born-again Christian, how that God can come in and he can take his abode there. And the things and the bad habits that you tried to quit, and the things that you tried to give up within yourself and found out that you had no power to do this. You know, every drunkard, the last drink that he, last time he gets drunk, he said, I'm going to give this up. I'm going to quit. But he finds that he has no strength or power within himself to do this. And the person that's smoking another joint, they're taking one more pill or popping one more pill or whatever. And they find that, hey, this is not the answer. And they try to quit this, but they find that they have no power or strength within themselves. And maybe you go to church, maybe you get baptized or whatever, but you find that you're still empty, and you take with you seven other spirits, and the last state of that man is even worse than the first. And then we say there's nothing to this. But friend, you need to dig deep and lay your foundation upon Jesus Christ. And you see, he comes in and takes his abode there, and then he lives his life within you. Now we find a record in the Acts of the Apostles chapter 26 and verses 27. There was a man by the name of Agrippa. He was a king. And the Apostle Paul was talking to him about this life of living for Jesus. And he said, Paul, he said, go your way for now. He said, you've almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Now, almost being persuaded, there are people that have looked and examined this and said, well, you know, there's a Christian person that lives around me. They live a good life and so forth. And they're a pattern for you. They're an example to you. But still, my friend, until you are willing to live the life of a Christian, you can never have the joy or the peace that a man has. And he was almost persuaded to be a Christian. And we find another person in the Bible in chapter 24 and verses 25. We find that this person, he was a governor. And the Bible said he reasoned of righteousness. And you may think about the life of righteousness, of living a Christian life, of doing better. And you may be reasoned about this matter. And of temperance, he thought about the question of drinking alcohol beverages. And today, the big thing among the world, especially young people, is drugs. They're high on this today and high on that tomorrow. And it gives a temporary high. But friend, it's just leading people's souls. They're destroying their lives. And it's a sad thing to see that they're reasoning about this, but yet they're not coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so he reasoned of righteousness and temperance and judgment to come. My friend, you're going to face God in judgment. There's an end to this world. Every graveyard testifies to the fact that someday you're going to die. And why not die a Christian? What have you got to lose by giving your life to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And the Bible said he trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time." He said, "When I have a more convenient season," he said, "I will call for you." But we find that this governor never did call for the Apostle Paul to come and talk to him again about the way of a Christian life. And friend, today you may be reasoning in your mind, thinking about it, thinking, well, someday I'm going to do better. Someday I'm going to go into the church. But going into the church and being baptized is not the answer, but it's a born-again experience in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And right now, friend, you can find Jesus precious to your soul if you will only go to him in a word of prayer. Would you bow your heart? Would you humble yourself before God just now and pray with me? Our Heavenly Father, I come to you just now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And dear Lord, I know and I believe that you're able to help any person that will turn to you today and ask for forgiveness of their sins and ask you to come into their life and take your abode there. And we ask all this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.